Welcome back. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection company, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Today's question comes from a property manager who's dealing with a real headache. What actually happens if a leak detection company can't find the source of a leak in a managed property? Dave, I imagine this comes up more than people realise.
It does, yeah. The honest answer is that failing to locate a leak on the first visit isn't the same as the leak being undetectable. 9 times out of 10, the obstacle isn't the leak itself, it's access. A tenant hasn't answered the door, a communal riser cupboard is locked, or a managing agent can't get consent from every leaseholder in the block.
So the technology isn't the problem, it's actually getting into the right rooms.
Exactly. ADI's engineers carry acoustic listening equipment, thermal imaging cameras, and tracer gas detection kit. Any of those methods will pinpoint a hidden water leak given the right access. Thermal imaging traces escaping water through floor and ceiling surfaces without any damage to the building fabric at all. But if the leak is under a flat you can't enter, that equipment stays in the bag.
Right, so what does ADI actually do in that situation? Do you just report back that you couldn't find it and leave?
Not at all. What the engineer does is document everything they can reach. They'll record moisture readings in every accessible area, the flat below, communal spaces, any cupboards they can get into. That documented evidence is really useful because it lets ADI build a clear picture of where the water is travelling, even if the origin point is behind a locked door.
And does that evidence actually help move things forward with the tenant or the leaseholder?
It can make a significant difference, yes. A written report with moisture data and thermal images gives the managing agent something concrete to take back to whoever's blocking access. It's not just, we think there's a leak somewhere up there, it's a documented trail showing the water path. That tends to prompt cooperation a lot quicker than a verbal explanation does.
What about situations where access is refused completely? Like a tenant just won't let anyone in?
That's where it gets into legal territory, and ADI's role is to support the managing agent rather than handle the legal side directly. The engineer will produce a full report that the managing agent or freeholder can use as grounds to pursue access through the lease obligations. Most residential leases include clauses that require tenants to allow inspection for water leak investigation. The ADI report becomes the evidence that justifies invoking that clause.
So in a sense, ADI's job doesn't stop at the detection itself. It's also about producing the paperwork that unblocks the whole situation.
That's a good way to put it. And once access is granted on a return visit, ADI's engineers pick up exactly where they left off. The previous moisture readings give them a baseline, so they're not starting from scratch. They can see how the leak has progressed and target the investigation more precisely.
Is there anything a property manager can do before they even call ADI to make the visit go more smoothly?
Two things, really. First, notify every occupier in writing before the visit, not just the flat you suspect, but neighbouring flats above and below, because water travels in ways that surprise people. Second, make sure someone with keys to communal plant rooms and riser cupboards is on site. Those spaces often hold the answer, and a wasted journey because nobody has the key is frustrating for everyone.
That's really practical advice. So the short version is, if a leak can't be located first time, it's almost always an access problem, not a detection problem. And ADI documents what they can find so the managing agent has something to act on.
That's it in a nutshell. Water leak detection in managed properties has a people dimension as well as a technical one. ADI's engineers are trained to work around access challenges and still produce a useful outcome from every visit, even when the full investigation has to happen in stages.
Dave, that's been genuinely helpful, thank you. And if you're a property manager dealing with a suspected water leak, ADI Leak Detection are a trusted name across the UK, with the expertise and equipment to see the investigation through whatever access challenges get in the way. We'll be back with more soon.